Look at task one. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. You are going to hear two dialogues where people are asking for directions. In the first dialogue, John is asking a policewoman for directions. In the second dialogue, the same policewoman is giving directions to Claire. Dialogue 1.
Excuse me, how can I get to the bank, please?
Right. First you have to walk back up St. John Street until you come to the post office at the corner with Tower Road. Walk down Tower Road until you come to the first traffic lights. Cross the street over there, turn right, and keep on walking until you reach the bus terminus. Take the first turning on your right. You'll find yourself in Blossom Square. The bank is right in front of you. You can't miss it, as it is quite a large building.
Thank you. How long will it take me to get there?
Oh, it's no distance at all. Just about 5 minutes on foot.
Thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dialogue 2.
Excuse me, but you seem to be lost. How can I help you?
Yes, actually, I am lost. Could you please show me how I can get to the youth centre?
Okay. We are in the main square. So, first you have to cross to the other side. Do so at the traffic lights. Then turn left and take the first turning on your right. You'll find yourself in Farmer Street. Walk down and go past the chemists and past the stationers on the corner. Turn into Fisherman Street and walk straight on, past St. Mary's Church. The Youth Centre is the building near the church. It's easy to find it, as usually at this time of day, there are many young people in front of it, waiting for it to open.
Thank you so much. I'm sure I'll be able to find the centre now.
You're welcome.
Listen to the sentences and underline the correct word or phrase in the brackets as you listen. Dialogue 1. Number 1. John wants to go to the post office, bank, bus terminus. Number 2. There is a post office, bus terminus, bank at the corner with Tower Road. Number 3. After he crosses the street, John has to turn right, turn left, walk straight on. Number 4. If he follows the policewoman's directions, John will reach his destination in a short time, after a long walk, in about 10 minutes. Dialogue 2. Number 5. Claire wants to go to the chemists, stationers, youth centre. Number 6. The policewoman and Claire are in Main Square, Farmer Street, Fisherman Street. Number 7. There is a chemists, stationers, youth centre at the corner with Fisherman Street. Number 8. St. Mary's Church is the building next to, in front of, behind the youth centre. Now you will hear the two dialogues again. Listen carefully. You are going to hear two dialogues where people are asking for directions. In the first dialogue, John is asking a policewoman for directions. In the second dialogue, the same policewoman is giving directions to Claire. Dialogue 1.
Excuse me, how can I get to the bank, please?
Right. First you have to walk back up St. John Street until you come to the post office at the corner with Tower Road. Walk down Tower Road until you come to the first traffic lights. Cross the street over there, turn right, and keep on walking until you reach the bus terminus. Take the first turning on your right. You'll find yourself in Blossom Square. The bank is right in front of you. You can't miss it, as it is quite a large building.
Thank you. How long will it take me to get there?
Oh, it's no distance at all. Just about 5 minutes on foot.
Thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dialogue 2.
Excuse me, but you seem to be lost. How can I help you?
Yes, actually, I am lost. Could you please show me how I can get to the youth centre?
Okay. We are in the main square. So, first you have to cross to the other side. Do so at the traffic lights. Then turn left and take the first turning on your right. You'll find yourself in Farmer Street. Walk down and go past the chemists and past the stationers on the corner. Turn into Fisherman Street and walk straight on, past St. Mary's Church. The Youth Centre is the building near the church. It's easy to find it, as usually at this time of day, there are many young people in front of it, waiting for it to open.
Thank you so much. I'm sure I'll be able to find the centre now.
You're welcome.
Listen to the sentences again. You may finish this task as you listen. Listen to the sentences and underline the correct word or phrase in the brackets as you listen. Dialogue 1. Number 1. John wants to go to the post office, bank, bus terminus. Number 2. There is a post office, bus terminus, bank at the corner with Tower Road. Number 3. After he crosses the street, John has to turn right, turn left, walk straight on. Number 4. If he follows the policewoman's directions, John will reach his destination in a short time, after a long walk, in about 10 minutes. Dialogue 2. Number 5. Claire wants to go to the chemists, stationers, youth centre. Number 6. The policewoman and Claire are in Main Square, Farmer Street, Fisherman Street. Number 7. There is a chemists, stationers, youth centre at the corner with Fisherman Street. Number 8. St. Mary's Church is the building next to, in front of, behind the youth centre. You now have some time to check your answers. This is the end of task one. Look at the four exercises for task two. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. You are going to hear Nicole talking about her trip to Italy. She went there with her best friend Eleanor. If you wish, you may start the exercises as you listen.
We arrived in the land of beautiful cities on a warm Sunday morning in July. It was our first visit to Italy, and we were very excited about our holiday. Both Eleanor and I loved the Italian language as well as Italian food. A taxi took us straight from the airport to our small but comfortable hotel in Verona. We unpacked our bags and changed into a pair of jeans, a short-sleeved shirt and a pair of running shoes.
We asked the hotel receptionist for directions to the city centre.
She was very helpful and really friendly. We walked for about 20 minutes until we reached one of the many squares. It was a very busy centre with hundreds of people walking about the streets of Verona. Verona is a popular city, known as the city of Romeo and Juliet. The city was very welcoming. The place was crowded with tourists and Italians who were sitting at tables, either drinking or eating or talking, at the many coffee shops and restaurants in the square. This was not a surprise at all, because we knew that Italians love to get together for a meal or for a chat with friends. We had lunch in the square, and then we explored the city on foot. We drank plenty of water, as the temperature was quite high. Every now and then, we put lotion to protect our skin from the sun. We spent the next couple of days visiting a number of important buildings, such as the famous Cathedral of Verona, the house where Juliet lived, a castle filled with paintings and other works of art, as well as a museum. We were amazed by the beauty of these historical places. Our favourite spot was definitely the balcony in Juliet's house, from where Juliet is said to have spoken to Romeo some 800 years ago. We left Verona to go to Venice, the city of gondolas and canals. As soon as we arrived, we liked the small traffic-free streets along the winding canals. We walked around the beautiful city of Venice, stopping every few minutes to stare at the magnificent churches and palaces. We couldn't miss a ride in one of the gondolas. I cannot forget the wonderful feeling of passing underneath the bridges as our boat drifted along the narrow canals of Venice. All in all, I feel that our holiday was a great experience for both of us, and we cannot wait for our next chance to visit Italy once again.
Listen to the exercises and complete them. Exercise 1. True, false, or no information given. Tick the correct box in the table below. A. Nicole and Eleanor went to Italy in summer. Tick the correct box now. B. Nicole and Eleanor knew how to get to the center of Verona. Tick the correct box now. C. There were very few squares to visit in Verona. Tick the correct box now. D. The place they liked most was Juliet's balcony. Tick the correct box now. E. The Cathedral of Verona was 600 years old. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 2. Underline the correct word or phrase in each bracket. A. Nicole and Eleanor are sisters, friends, cousins. B. The weather in Verona was rather hot, cold, stormy. C. The paintings and other works of art were in a house, castle, canal. D. Nicole and Eleanor travelled around the two cities mostly by taxi, by train, on foot. Exercise 3. Tick the correct answer. A. Nicole and Eleanor arrived in Italy during the week, at the weekend, on a Saturday. Tick the correct box now. B. The words winding and narrow are used in the passage to describe the bridges of Verona, the streets of Verona, the canals of Venice. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 4. Fill in each blank with one word. A. Nicole and Eleanor saw no in the streets of Venice. Now, fill in the blank to complete the sentence. B. Nicole and Eleanor to ride a gondola when they were in Venice. Now fill in the blank to complete the sentence. C. Nicole and Eleanor were by the magnificent churches and palaces of Venice. Now fill in the blank to complete the sentence. Now you will hear the recording again. Listen carefully. You are going to hear Nicole talking about her trip to Italy. She went there with her best friend Eleanor. If you wish, you may start the exercises as you listen.
We arrived in the land of beautiful cities on a warm Sunday morning in July. It was our first visit to Italy, and we were very excited about our holiday. Both Eleanor and I loved the Italian language, as well as Italian food. A taxi took us straight from the airport to our small but comfortable hotel in Verona. We unpacked our bags and changed into a pair of jeans, a short-sleeved shirt and a pair of running shoes. We asked the hotel receptionist for directions to the city centre. She was very helpful and really friendly. We walked for about 20 minutes until we reached one of the many squares. It was a very busy centre with hundreds of people walking about the streets of Verona. Verona is a popular city, known as the city of Romeo and Juliet. The city was very welcoming. The place was crowded with tourists and Italians who were sitting at tables, either drinking or eating or talking, at the many coffee shops and restaurants in the square. This was not a surprise at all, because we knew that Italians love to get together for a meal or for a chat with friends. We had lunch in the square, and then we explored the city on foot. We drank plenty of water, as the temperature was quite high. Every now and then, we put lotion to protect our skin from the sun. We spent the next couple of days visiting a number of important buildings, such as the famous Cathedral of Verona, the house where Juliet lived, a castle filled with paintings and other works of art, as well as a museum. We were amazed by the beauty of these historical places. Our favourite spot was definitely the balcony in Juliet's house, from where Juliet is said to have spoken to Romeo some 800 years ago. We left Verona to go to Venice, the city of gondolas and canals. As soon as we arrived, we liked the small traffic-free streets along the winding canals. We walked around the beautiful city of Venice, stopping every few minutes to stare at the magnificent churches and palaces. We couldn't miss a ride in one of the gondolas. I cannot forget the wonderful feeling of passing underneath the bridges as our boat drifted along the narrow canals of Venice. All in all, I feel that our holiday was a great experience for both of us, and we cannot wait for our next chance to visit Italy once again.
Listen to the exercises again. You may finish off any remaining exercises as you listen. Exercise 1. True, false, or no information given. Tick the correct box in the table below. A. Nicole and Elena went to Italy in summer. Tick the correct box now. B. Nicole and Elena knew how to get to the centre of Verona. Tick the correct box now. C. There were very few squares to visit in Verona. Tick the correct box now. D. The place they liked most was Juliet's balcony. Tick the correct box now. E. The Cathedral of Verona was 600 years old. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 2. Underline the correct word or phrase in each bracket. A. Nicole and Elena are sisters, friends, cousins. B. The weather in Verona was rather hot, cold, stormy. C. The paintings and other works of art were in a house, castle, canal. D. Nicole and Elena travelled around the two cities mostly by taxi, by train, on foot. Exercise 3. Tick the correct answer. A. Nicole and Elena arrived in Italy during the week, at the weekend, on a Saturday. Tick the correct box now. B. The words winding and narrow are used in the passage to describe the bridges of Verona, the streets of Verona, the canals of Venice. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 4. Fill in each blank with one word. A. Nicole and Elena saw no... in the streets of Venice. Now, fill in the blank to complete the sentence. B. Nicole and Eleanor to ride a gondola when they were in Venice. Now fill in the blank to complete the sentence. C. Nicole and Eleanor were by the magnificent churches and palaces of Venice. Now fill in the blank to complete the sentence. You now have some time to check your answers. This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening comprehension paper.